Okay, I'll call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order and let the record reflect that the time is currently 1:34 p.m. on Monday, March 6th, 2023. And present today, we've got Representative Josephson, Representative Hannon, Representative Galvin, Representative Stapp, Chair Edgman, Chair Johnson, Representative Tomaszewski, Representative Kronk, Representative Ortiz, and Representative Coulomb, and myself, Chair Foster. And before we start, if folks could just please mute your cell phones. And this afternoon, we'll hear Senate Bill 86, which is rejecting the Compensation Commission recommendations. The plan today is to introduce the bill, hear the bill, take public testimony, consider any amendments, and move the bill from committee. So it's a small bill. We'll get through it. So at this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Ken Alper, staff to Senator Donnie Olson, the legislation chair of the Senate Finance Committee, to come to the table. If you could place yourself on the record and go ahead and begin your presentation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for having me in the Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Ken Alper. I'm staff to Senator Donnie Olson in the Senate Finance Committee. I believe that your opening comments, Mr. Chairman, really captured the intent of the bill. It's a short bill that rejects the official recommendations of the Compensation Commission. The underlying statutes that govern the Compensation Commission say that when they recommend a change, those changes take effect automatically 60 days after the submission of the report, unless a bill is enacted within those 60 days that would affirmatively reject them. So the legislation before you today, Senate Bill 86, would reject those recommendations, and I could speak to the report itself and what it would do or what it would have done. The bill was passed by the Senate last Monday and is now before you for consideration, and obviously thank you for the expedited consideration. We're on a finite time clock because of the statutes about this Compensation Commission.
Great. And if you could, Mary, just very quickly summarize the report in terms of what some of the increases and who those increases would go to.
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the report looked at the compensation of the governor and the lieutenant governor and the executive department heads, commissioners for the most part, and said that they had not received raises in a certain number of years. I believe the number since the last governor last saw a raise was 2011. And said we should give him a compounding 2% raise per year. So the numbers in the report would do the effect of giving these individuals raises going back at 2% per year since the last time they received a raise. And the specific numbers are imprecise just because there's some compound math that would be determined by others should this take effect. But currently, the governor gets paid $145,000 a year. He would get a raise to $176,000 per year. The lieutenant governor currently makes $125,000 and would be raised to approximately $140,000. And the department heads, who are currently at an odd number because of a previous increase, $141,160.50 to a number of approximately $168,000. $168,000. So those would be the revised numbers should this bill go forward. Notably, Mr. Chairman, the Compensation Commission did not do anything at all relating to legislative salaries, per diems, and so forth, which they have in previous reports and previous years.
Great. Thank you very much. Do we have any questions from the committee? Okay. Seeing no questions, we'll go ahead and move over to public testimony. And so with that, I'll formally open public testimony on Senate Bill 86, which is reject Compensation Commission recommendations. Just for folks who might be watching, you can also submit public testimony by emailing us at the following email address, and that is House Finance, no spaces. So again, that's House Finance at akleg.gov. And so with that, let me scroll through the list here. I don't believe I'm seeing anybody online who would like to testify, and that appears to be correct. So With that, we'll go ahead and is there anybody in the audience who would like to testify? I don't see anyone. So with that, we'll go ahead and close public testimony. And does anyone have any amendments to this bill? I see no amendments to this bill. So with that, we'll go ahead and walk through the fiscal notes. Chair Edgman, can you please walk the committee through the fiscal notes for SB 86?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Co-Chairman. Senate Bill 86, the bill before the committee today, has one fiscal note. And it's a fiscal note that is sourced through various departments, along with various sources in terms of the appropriation. It is merely the one fiscal note that's, again, before you, so it shouldn't be difficult to find. And I think, Mr. Co-Chair, if there's any sort of detailed questions outside of Mr. Alper at the table, we also have OMB Director Steininger in the audience this afternoon.
Great, thank you. Any questions on the fiscal note? And the fiscal note that we are referencing has the OMB component number of 0, and the control code at the bottom is METPM. So I don't see any questions regarding the fiscal note. So with that, let's see here. We will go ahead and maybe entertain a motion, if that's the desire of the committee. Representative Johnson, would you?
Yes, I would like to move Senate Bill number 86, version 33-LS0374/A from the House Finance Committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes.
I don't see any objections. So with that, Senate Bill number 86, version 33-LS0374/A is reported out from House Finance Committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. And so with that, just a reminder, if folks could please stay and sign the committee report before you leave. And our next regularly scheduled House Finance Committee meeting is at 1:30 tomorrow, on Tuesday, March 7th, and at that meeting, we'll be hearing an overview of the governor's supplemental bill, which is House Bill 79. So if there's nothing else to come for the committee, we will go ahead and adjourn ourselves at 1:42 p.m. Thank you.